Hi, my name is Samantha Shockley. Today is February 1st, 2019. This interview is for my W-270 argumentative writing course that will address rhetorical constructions of LGBTQ+ identities. Can you tell me your name and when you were born?
My name is Jamie Peterson. I was born May 27th, 2000.
And how has living in Liberty, Indiana affected your story or how you approached coming out?
I'd like to say that it didn't affect me at all. I'd like to say that, you know, it was easy and I didn't have any preconceived notions and that it didn't affect me at all. But that's not quite the story. It definitely affected a little bit. There was definitely this don't talk about it atmosphere. And I didn't really even know what someone of the LGBT community was until I had my own questions about it all. But, I mean, it didn't really affect how I told my parents. It more affected how I came across of it in more non-familiar aspects of it.
And how do you feel about the whitewashing of the gay community in the surrounding areas?
Am I allowed to curse?
Yes,
it sure. Fucking sucks. Sucks dick, all right? No, it's not fair because, you know, like if I were to tell you, oh, imagine a gay person. You'd probably have one come to your mind. Odds are it's male. Odds are they look a little on the straight side but have more feminine clothing. And odds are they're fucking white and it's stupid as hell.
Do you feel that pride is represented in your community in the surrounding areas?
No. Because the closest pride parade was in Cincinnati and that was stupid.
Was it small?
No, it actually wasn't small. I unfortunately couldn't go. I really wanted to. But I had a lot of friends go and they really enjoyed themselves and they made some cool friends that they still talk to and I'm really jealous. But still, I wish there was outlets and places that we could go closer, you know, especially for an information standpoint on how to stay safe and stay, well, healthy.
Do you feel at times that your community or society discriminates against you?
Yeah, of course. In a whole host of ways. I mean, society-wise, I was the vice president and president of the LGBT club at my high school. It was the first year doing it, and at first I had to go across a council to see if it was actually going to go. And there was times where the girl who started it was like, I don't think it's going to go through. But I think the only reason it went through is because that was back when it was very common for news organizations to pick it up and like be like, oh, look at this small town America and how backwards it is. And I think the only reason why we got an LGBT club is that the school was afraid that was going to happen. It wasn't for representation or because they were being nice. It was because they were afraid.
Do you think that social media and the internet has affected your community's outlook on LGBTQ as a whole?
I mean, I think social media has affected everything. I can't tell you if it's in a good or bad way, because it's really easy to take an organization who's trying to do something and flip words and make it seem bad. Like, on the internet lately, I saw this thing called ageist, and it's where people believe that they are of a different age than their body is. So a 60-year-old will say, I'm actually a 20-year-old. Personally, I don't think that's correct. I don't think it's real. I think that's something that isn't affiliated with the LGBT community. And I think that's really dangerous because, according to them, they could date someone who's in their age bracket, like a 13-year-old, when they're actually 45. And I think that's where that's coming from. And I think it's bad. But on the plus side, I mean, a lot of what I've learned about how to have pride in who I am and still be me has come from the internet. I mean, it's really easy to micro look at everything and not see the other side of it. So, is there bad things? Of course. Is there good things? Of course.
When the LGBTQ+ club at your high school was created, how was the reaction from the students and the faculty?
Faculty? Some of them were chill with it. Other ones were very quiet, which I think is telling. And students, I mean, we had our posters ripped down continuously. What did we do? We made them brighter and we put them everywhere. That was my idea. So, I mean, our graduating class was like less than 1,000. I mean, I got the reaction that I thought I was gonna get. Did it bum me out? Yeah, but I mean, even our graduating class, there weren't a lot of LGBT people in it. There's a lot of LGBT plus people in the class above us, and there was a lot in the class below us. But even in our class, there just wasn't a lot of us, which really, you know, really blew, but it is what it was.
Do you think you left an impact on the school?
Yes, definitely. Because a lot, there was a trans girl in the grade above us, and I mean, she got picked on relentlessly, and it was really bad. And a lot of the LGBT people who were just like gay or bisexual or lesbians, they got picked on a lot, and it didn't really happen much in the grade below. And I think that was because of us, and I think that's really cool, because it shut down pretty. The LGBT club didn't last very long. I think it lasted 2 years, and then no one really picked it up. I mean, that blows, but it happened.
What are the stereotypes associated with your sexual orientation that you absolutely dislike or find annoying?
My personal sexual orientation?
Yes.
Well, I'm kind of on the spectrum. I used to heavily rely on my labels when I was trying to figure out who I was. Now, not so much. But being on the spectrum, I think my orientation gets sexualized a lot. What that means is I'll say, just for instance, I'll say, you know, I'm pansexual, which means I like anyone of any gender, binary or not. And first off, I get a joke about liking kitchenware, which, by the way, not creative and old. Secondly, I think it gets assumed that I sleep around a lot. And I think everyone in the LGBT community gets assumed that they sleep around a lot, which isn't fair. I mean, there are people who sleep around in any community, and there's people who don't sleep around in any community. And I think it's unfair that it gets pegged on us a lot. Because one of my favorite shows right now, and not even because I'm queer, it just is I really like Queer Eye. I really like Queer Eye. I think it's wonderful. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. It's perfect. There's nothing wrong with Queer Eye. Anyone who says otherwise is just incorrect.
They can fight you.
They can fight. It's good. It's a good show. And it's wholesome in a way that it's not stupid like a lot of reality shows. It's just nice, and it's nice to watch. And I think they actually get along with each other. But a lot of times when I talk about it, one of the things that generally comes up is like, ooh, I wonder who has slept with who on that show. And it's like, it's not the point. It's not the point at all. But it's the question, that's one of the responses I always get when I talk about the show. And I think it's because they're LGBT. And like three of them are married to other people outside the show. Only two of them are single. And I don't think they're dating each other. It's just a question that's like, okay, sure. I mean, I can't change how you think about this, but that's just a little insensitive.
How do you feel about people associating your gender or sexual preference with your interests or achievements?
Ooh, that's a good one. I haven't gotten my achievements yet. Nope, that's wrong. I am doing good at work. One of my coworkers said it's probably because I'm just attractive. That's I guess my sexuality. Would it be my sexuality?
I think.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
The lines get blurred. I don't know. I don't think I've thought about that one in a while. Interests, I get that one a lot, I think. I mean, I wear a blue jean jacket with a bunch of pins and patches. I think that's a very... Is that a gay clothing?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I 100%...
Leather?
Yeah, that's true. That's very, very indicative. I think there's a lot of preconceived notions about interests and what it's part of the LGBT community. I think that it's assumed that every LGBT person likes Queer Eye, which mm-hmm. is not true, but it is still a good show. I think that... trying to be entertaining and also think.
You're fine. Take your time.
I will. I honestly don't know. I think it's fun, it's something that's fun to joke about. Because I do joke about, oh, I like this because I'm gay with a lot of my LGBT friends. But to be real, I don't have a lot of straight friends. So it's a hard one to figure out. I don't know. I don't think I know that one, honestly.
That's it. I think that's it.
Got any other questions for me?
No, not particularly.
Cool.